But
specifically at this point, my understanding of what you said was this was supposed to be a discussion of our role, and be that on the issues of hospitality, or other more, you know, critical issues to have. That's what I thought we were discussing.
I think that all is in reference to the PMB meeting. That is the issue here. The meeting on the 18th.
Yeah.
And all of that may take place. I mean, hospitality is one of the issues that the people can discuss, and how we're going to do that in 2 weeks. There was some proposal from the past. There was a committee that's supposed to talk to Leslie. Since the situation being very unpredictable and what's going on in Pacifica, and still nobody knows what's going on. There is, just for the people information, there is a motion in front of the judge that will be decided this coming Friday. So
we're off topic.
We're off topic.
Did Gail have an issue?
Yes.
Can we hear Gail's motion?
What's your motion, Miguel?
Gail suggested that she'd like to make a motion.
I would like to propose a motion that the original IPMD committee that Andy, you know, has in his minutes be reconstituted for the purposes of hospitality and housing, and that, you know, that group kind of begin to convene by phone so that we can deal with this meeting that's coming up. And in terms of the idea of a forum, I agree with Panama truly that, you know, it feels like there's too much that's unsettled. We really don't know exactly what we're going to have to be doing that weekend, and I think we should postpone the idea of a forum to another time, and, you know, just leave it out of this IPMB meeting.
Friendly amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
I second.
I want to amend.
Because she said she feels that committee should be reconstituted. I think you should say a committee should be
formed.
Because I was part of that committee at that time for that purpose.
Okay.
I cannot work with the committee for the 19th.
Okay.
So that's why.
And another friendly amendment, which is, before you dispense with some intellectual response to the ideological differences on the questions of affirmative action and a number of other things that have taken us to this point, that committee also take that into account and give consideration, time permitting, to some event or activity that would look at the question of race relations, etc., discrimination within the network in a reasonable way.
Actually, I think there's a lot of stuff tied together here. One was the idea of having some kind of media process. The other one was the idea of having a forum dealing with the political issues. All of those things were tied together to the question of the IPBN meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Talked about separating those items out. The issue of having a mediating process, etc., I think was tabled. I think that we had some, well, at least I supported the idea of continuing to pursue the idea of a forum mm-hmm. to discuss the political mm-hmm. issues surrounding WBAI and Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the feeling was that we could, on one hand, have that, we need to have that, but on the other, that it shouldn't be tied down to the 19th IPBN.
Right.
So I think that, you know, we need to talk about tabling that as far as the 19th is concerned.
Right.
But I think that we need to put that as an item on the agenda that we do discuss setting up that forum. Okay, so it looks like separate one thing from the other, but keep the item of the forum on the table as an item, maybe add it as an item on the agenda to be discussed separately from the 19th.
So discussing by whom?
By the lab.
No, by the meeting. By the meeting of the 19th.
Somebody,
why don't you amplify what, in light of what Panama's saying, Dale's question? I mean, why don't you restate your friendly amendment? We understood what CC was just saying, but your friendly amendment to Gail.
Well, in light of my understanding that mediation will be occurring, or at least passed the Pacifica National Board as of this evening, as a mechanism for resolving violence that weekend, I would just ask for consideration of some meaningful process to be thought about, if possible, time permitted, to occur that weekend while we have a national group together. Not to preclude in any way or to override.
So is that clear to you as the maker of that motion? The different suggestions? Right.
Well, part one, we need to reconstitute some kind of committee that works on the hospitality issues.
Right.
Two, maybe one or two people from this lab should connect with Muntu, who seems to be have some thoughts, and also Leslie Kagan. Is there any room on the agenda for something additional on that weekend? And if there's an hour or so, you know, how could we best use it?
Right, but I guess in terms of your original motion,
yeah,
I guess the issue is simply to form it, not to discuss who might be those people if that motion passes.
And then to follow through on Panama's thought that the issue at another date of having,
right,
you know, a really high-level forum,
right,
should be taken up.
Right, so to present those various...
So those are like
part
three
of
things.
Right, so people should keep in mind those would be the responsibilities of that committee along with hospitality.
Maybe just, I don't know if this is for a point of information or not, but I assume if mediation is going on, that not everybody who's going to be in attendance is going to be part of that mediation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an awful lot of folks floating around who have had a peripheral or direct relationship but won't necessarily have a direct role. So I just wanted to... There may be some opportunity to engage people in some constructive activity. I
volunteer to work with Muntu on that.
Okay, but you need to do the
motion.
And I
also have to talk to Leslie.
So the motion,
there's three pieces to the motion. Part A, I move that we establish a hospitality committee. Part two, I move that several people volunteer to connect with Leslie Kagan and Muntu regarding the possibility of a short presentation on some substantive issue at the IPMB meeting. And part three, I move that we seriously deliberate the presentation of a future forum on issues such as racism, affirmative action, and other things that have been politically conflictual and the WBII station. That's the motion.
Okay, can you just
repeat it?
Future forum. No, it just that I'm not clear. Future forum
about some of the very contentious issues that we've been having in New York, issues around racism, affirmative action,
the issues national.
Yes, but I mean the forum would be a New York forum.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We go to a vote so we can close
it. Okay, well, let's see if we can have that clear. I mean, put the package, I guess, I don't know. So the first one, creating a committee of hospitality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's on it?
No.
We don't have new.
We don't have it.
CC is not on it.
CC's off of it, so we don't have it.
So we should take
volunteers. Future forum about racism, affirmative action. So and the idea is that to recommend that to Pacifica to do that event.
No, that would be a lab.
Is the lab?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then
technically said they're part two.
Part two is a room on the agenda for the presentation.
And that is in, you're going to vote on that? Why don't we find out there's room?
Well, we can vote on it and find out there's room.
We
can
just We're just saying that's what stuff we want to do.
We try to get
to function as a lab. We need to have a formal position on it, so we're going through the due process of that.
Is there a problem with calling a vote?
No. People who have agreed to pass the three resolution, please raise their hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Did we lose Jonathan?
Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Okay, add his number.
Are you voting?
Yeah, he said
yes.
Two participants.
Hi, Jonathan.
Good
work, Jonathan.
You can only vote once.
Weird to talking to this
guy. I know, it's like so funny.
Okay, so I don't stand for that. Okay. So the part would be who's going to be part of this welcome committee?
We should be able to do this real fast. Okay, who can be on the hospitality committee with Marion?
With that, I like that.
Well, she would like the chair of it.
I have to say that I don't think that I'm going to be able to be part of that. I just have their relatives, and we're dealing with sending that person back to my country. So I probably will deal with that instead of...
Next weekend, right?
So somebody else should be there.
In addition to volunteers here, have a call into Steve Bernhardt to confirm that he and some of the other people who were not on the lab who had volunteered before might be able to play a role.
Or anybody,
right.
People at the station. As a matter of fact, I think there should be a fourth section of the community in New York to be a part of the hospitality committee. It shouldn't just be last one.
Is anybody to want to volunteer from here?
Who is the committee? Do we have a committee?
Who was the committee last time? It was Marion, Cece, and who else?
And Miguel.
Me.
And Miguel. And Miguel.
So those two people can't be.
A call for volunteers to connect with Marion.
Okay, I'm Boyle, and Priya behind me. She said that she can volunteer too.
Oh, great.
All right.
I just want to tell you that Errol called. He is ill.
Oh.
And he had to make a choice between coming here tonight and being able to go to work tomorrow. So he stayed home.
Oh, is that
he doesn't
call?
Feel well, yeah. All right.
So he has to. Yeah. Has he said anything else?
Well, he said that he supports the resolution that we're going to put forward tonight.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I'm not sure what that means, but that's what
there is a resolution.
Yeah,
I'm supporting the resolution.
That's what's called resolution.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, I just wanted in reference to people being. I mean. In reference to people being on the phone, I think that, I mean, if somebody is sick, I mean, we have to be sensitive enough to have somebody on the phone. But I think it's very disrespectful if somebody who is not sick and some of us making the effort to come here. And it's easy for some of us just to be on the phone. I mean, I think that maybe we should do something about that. If the person is sick, it's fine. But
some people were away for a year and we welcome them back. So if somebody calls and he's sick or has to go to work.
I know, and that's what I'm saying, Mimi. But there's some people who've been on the phone who not been sick. I mean, we got Ray on the phone too today.
We're not talking about people not sick. Only people are sick.
I know, but it's just that the phone is getting kind of famous.
So cool.
Can we go on with your
attendees? All right, so. With that, we finished that and took more. Okay. Took more right. time than I thought.
Okay, that's the
so, there's nothing else in reference to the unquote Pacific National Board meeting on the 19th.
Yes.
I volunteer to talk to Leslie Kagan about whether there's room on the agenda, and if so, I'll connect with Montu and see what we can come up with.
And what is the Montu role?
Montu was really having the idea to have some kind of presentation at the...
On behalf of the lab?
No, just a kind of an educational forum for the whole community. That's the thing that I have to check with Leslie about, because there may not be time.
But why don't he talk to Leslie directly instead of going through the lab?
It's not Leslie, he's the ultimate arbiter.
But he's not a board member. I don't understand.
We just accept that his sister back there.
Well, she's a volunteer, but I really don't understand what the role of Montu here is. Is the lab entitled to understand what is it that he's going to do? I mean,
he has some creative ideas about point of order.
I've got to leave. I'm sorry, but if you'll accept my vote in absentia, I'll leave it there on that resolution.
Miguel, would you call on Anthony? Miguel?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there was, I mean, for the last... I said you need to cook because we can get it. Okay.
Go ahead.
For the last 30 minutes, in the discussion around the motion, it had been prefaced by saying that there were issues that have been pretty much burning questions raging back and forth throughout Pacifica, certainly here in New York, on affirmative action and all of that. It was suggested that a more developed opportunity to present that could happen more easily and more effectively at another time if we were going to have the mediation at this IPNB meeting. Montu had been mentioned as someone that one lab member at least had spoken through. I think Gail had mentioned it when she made, you know, the discussion. So that's where he got introduced, as I recall. And so he got mentioned 3, 4, 5, 6 times. So that was how Montu got involved, because he, like many listeners and lab members, have been discussing and talking about it, and he had made the suggestion that dovetailed with what was being said by us now. I don't think you need to be a lab member.
Well, I just was trying to find out what it was all about, because I think that you have to face the reality here. I mean, you're talking about conflict resolution and all of that. I mean, there's a problem on Pacifica, and there's a problem in WBAI. And you're not being honest enough to face the reality. And if you think, like, if somebody asks a simple question, what is it that he's going to do there? Because I'm interested in find out what is it that he's going to do that I don't even know. I mean, we don't even know what he's going to say in there. I mean,
his unity conquers men.
That's it.
He's right here. He can speak for himself.
I think we passed this motion. I think we should move on. We passed the resolution at the last board meeting that we would have such a forum. It was accepted by the majority, and we're just defining it in a two-pronged manner. One at the IPMB and one at another time in the future. And I don't think you should get hooked up on this and move on to the next agenda item.
I'll defer my comment to Ann.
All right.
The next item is
What are we to do? You know what? I will suspend myself from this meeting. And you can continue your meeting any way you want, because
it's a unity caucus meeting. It's just from the beginning.
So,
well, can I before you leave?
Are you leaving, Miguel?
what I just said.
Don't you think it would be, we have a couple agenda items.
Well, guys, look, I believe that I'm ready for tonight. I say that I have some deaf relatives, and I think that I should deal with that and not because I'm not in the mood to take crap for anybody. And we have a problem. You don't want to face it. It's a serious problem.
Well, we do have a problem, Miguel.
Of course we have a problem. You know that. We've been having a problem for a long time.
Yes.
And the lab is part of the problem.
And you are part of the problem.
No, you also.
I know. All right. I said the lab. You're all part of the problem. But if you don't get up and run out of the meeting.
It's the fact that somebody asked the question because we don't have information. Nobody knows what Munsu is going to talk about, and we are just simple questions, and there's a problem. So
Munsu is not the problem.
But nobody knows in there. Nobody have an answer. He was not around.
Set up a committee to deal with waivers. Alright, that is on the agenda now. The floor is open to discuss the waiver issue. Who would like to speak? Could someone write down the name of people who would like to speak about the waivers?
I think for the purposes of tonight, we should just, ascertain two or three people who are willing to work on it and let them, think about, come back with a proposal, because it's complicated.
Who would like to dilly and get into the issue of waivers and discuss it? We need about four people.
The issue of waivers is the issue of waivers in lieu of the requirements to come over.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd just like to volunteer to be on this committee.
Me too.
Gail, Anthony on the committee?
I'm volunteering.
And
volunteer.
Anthony?
No.
Gail and Lenny. On the waiver committee.
Okay, Panama, I'm banged up. So just
Anthony, Mimi, Panama, and Gail, and Anthony on the waiver committee. Four people.
Item three. I would like to move to pass this following resolution that we all have copies of, but for the people who don't.
I think you have that resolution in front of us.
Yeah, should I read it?
Yes.
Whereas the BAI Local Advisory Board recognizes that the court order of settlement of December 12, 2001 mandates the revision of and adoption of new bylaws, and whereas the lab recognizes that the new bylaws will prescribe the number of seats available, the procedure for candidate selection, the organization of and timetable for elections, and the induction of successor local board members, and whereas the matter of whether new bylaws are in effect or the manner by which the few remaining bylaw proposals will be resolved and new bylaws ratified is currently pending before California Superior Court Judge Sabra, be it resolved that the WBAI lab shall not change its membership by adding any new or removing from that body any of its existing members until such time as the new bylaws are enacted and under the terms and conditions that permit for the election of and seating of successor members. Further, be it resolved that the WBAI lab votes its confidence in and reaffirms the invaluable contributions of staff Errol Maitland and Amy Rosenberg, who among other things have worked diligently to implement a meaningful, mandatory affirmative action plan for the elected governance structures of the Pacifica Network.
Okay, any discussion from the board? I call the vote. for passing of this resolution by the lab. All those in favor of this resolution, please raise your hand.
Jonathan?
Jonathan?
I'm in favor.
Okay.
Right. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Jonathan is 9.
And what did you say about Errol, PC?
And Errol's in favor of it.
Okay.
Add
him on,
whether
they're here or not. Any abstentions?
Andy says something. Any abstentions?
Okay. That was the resolution on the
other one.
Yeah. Any abstentions?
No.
Any against?
10-0-0.
Okay. Resolution passes.
Good.
Okay.
The next thing, I think this is on, you wanted to raise something?
Yeah. I think that what I wanted to raise has to be deferred at this point, but in lieu of our inability to address the issue of the role of the chair, and given what just happened here, I think that maybe it's appropriate that the chair be precluded from representing this lab with the discussions had, because, you know, I'm extremely concerned about the fact that a chair can go and represent this lab, which takes a vote and represents a different position from the lab. I'm concerned about the fact that, you know, we have an agenda we're trying to follow, and we can't seem to get to the points of the agenda while he's chairing the meeting. And he walks out of this meeting, he walked out of the last meeting. I think that until, you know, we need to have a discussion about what are the responsibilities here, okay, of a person who chairs a lab, who chairs this lab. You know, every one of us has the option of, you know, walking out of a meeting if we want to, but not if we're chairing the meeting. I don't think all of us have the option of having our own position and articulating those positions. But I don't think that we have the option of going someplace and representing this lab as going there because you are the chair of this lab and representing the position that is now our position. That's so I'm concerned about that.
I'd like to think that. Based on the fact that Miguel had time to say at our last meeting that they were not presented to the lab in advance of his leaving 15 or 10 minutes before he actually left because of sitting problems that he had to take over. And leaving tonight because of the death of a relative, without alerting the lab members in advance and asking either the vice chair, but certainly the vice chair, to take over, but just simply the courtesy of alerting us in advance of his time limitations or his personal family problems. That's a serious concern of mine, and it's simply not acting as a chair, as a responsible person. Or even the basic knowledge and courtesy of such information in advance. So, and preparing before walking out on a board because of a dying or dead relative, that he make that arrangement in advance with Mary.
So what does that mean? You know, I just came back, got off the plane, so does that mean that we're not going to have a meeting?
No,
we're not
going to
have
a meeting. No,
okay. Because if it does,
we're really not
ready to go.
No.
I'm really kind.
No. Okay. You're, this is a meeting and you're in it.
All right. Okay.
Then,
see you.
Nice try.
Does that mean then, since there are concerns about the quality of the chair's leadership, that we want to take some action against the chair tonight?
I don't think that we could do that without the chair being here.
But
what I am saying.
Go ahead. Didn't make me think.
Well, I just want to say
that. No. Pamela, you
finished?
Finish. What I was saying is, I don't think that we could take any kind of action against anyone not being here per se, but I think that until there is a place where we could discuss this, the chair should be precluded from the representatives.
That's action.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right about that. It's a minimum action, minimal action that we would take is until we get, you know, some kind of sense of where we are with the chair. Disagree with that?
No, I just went.
Oh, okay.
It's part of my dishonesty.
Okay.
Anyone
want
to discuss this? Wait a minute, I want to just check the board. Any board member want to discuss?
I also want to say that the chair has great difficulties. It appears to set an agenda in advance of any of our meetings, and also has not communicated with most of us. I get most of my communications from the vice chair, who does a great job contacting, setting an agenda, and setting the time and place of the meeting, which Miguel seems not to have done in most of his past years.
Anthony.
Yeah. For the last year, whenever there have been issues and differences that have been clearly of a political nature, we've been unable to have like real thorough discussions. Usually we haven't had much of a discussion between the various political perspectives within the lab. I complained in various public meetings and also, as you know, on our listserv, that direct statements and questions, you know, ought to be responded to, and we certainly should try to address those issues. There have been a bunch of claims that have come through the ether that come to this meeting, the chair was going to be removed and all kinds of bullshit, like that. None of which I felt had been started any of the members of the lab, because I had never seen any agenda or heard any agenda in which that was to be the item. This was a meeting where it was a proposed agenda item to discuss the role of the chair, and he bolted, basically. This is not the first time. So I feel that we've been kind of hamstrung from the standpoint of a group that has differences, which we will and should have, you know, in a BAI advisory board, local board, or what have you. The problem that we have to not continue to be hamstrung by is an inability to get work done, to have a coherent plan where people disagree, let that be laid out, and we move forward. So I agree that something in the way of addressing this needs to happen, but I admonish the rest of the members not to expect Miguel to sit still long enough, meaning show up at a meeting to actually discuss it and take a position. So even if we defer tonight to follow through on something, I strongly suggest that we at least discuss role and function of the members in general, and where there are issues around the chair, and in this case his role and function, that needs to be on an agenda and follow through in the very near future, one way or the other.
Okay. Lee.
Just a comment in regard to what you said, Anthony. I think that the starting point of a lot of the negativity came from the chair himself. You all are privy to the list of the lab listserv, and you know what commentaries and allegations our chair put forth. I know I personally was attacked by him, and other people here were attacked by him. And have to defend myself. I know I was in court with Miguel when he was there. I went to the airport to pick him up. I voted for him to become the co-chair again after Carol Spooner finessed him out of the job. I think this lab has been very supportive of him, and I think he has dissociated himself from the lab. I think any negativity is emanating from him, and I don't think it's all come from us. And I think at this point there are other forces at work in the periphery of this station, people who are activists who are sympathetic to his position, which I'm not even sure what it is. Who have spread stories about what we as a lab are going thinking or what we are going to do, which have been totally erroneous. I think it's just part of the course of what's been happening. That's my commentary.
Regina? This is a rhetorical question, but I just wonder if any of us who are sitting around this table can either behave or said or done or not done at least two or three of the things that Miguel has either not done or done or said. What would have been the response? There is a very large, loud response in the attack of most of us sitting around here, and yet we've been the ones who supported Miguel and have said it to his face. I personally, speaking for myself, have said it to his face, and yet still we get pounded with very little regard to any sense of human decorum. And it seems that some people feel that they have a right to say whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want. And that we don't have the same rights. And this has been going on at least since I've been on the board. I mean, and I have personally been attacked and really personally vilified on the net by someone that made a statement that had nothing to do with me being on the board. So clearly, there are several things that are going on. There is an attempt to vilify the person on a personal level. And then there seems to be, but it's couched in terms that sound like it's political. And it's very difficult at times to separate whether they disagree with your political position and therefore make a personal attack, or if they disagree with you as a person, try to make it a political attack. It all frequently amounts to the same thing. And we're in a very critical position right now. We do need to go forward. Just one last thing. If you recall, I asked for a meeting that would have been closed so that we could do exactly what we are saying Miguel hasn't done. To set an agenda, to try to come up with some statement about what's the function of the chair, what's the function of the this, and have that so that we could say this is what the lab supposedly does and say. There was a tremendous hoopla about having a private, unauthorized meeting. Then we managed, out of all of that, to come to a decision of having a meeting 1 hour ahead of time at which we would set up the agenda and set up the meeting schedule for the year. And I think that only happened one time. Ever since then, we have always had a problem around setting an agenda. It gets posted on the net. It gets changed. It doesn't get posted on the net. We come to the meeting and we have to spend an inordinate amount of time just setting an agenda. And then we get the outside criticism of the board not being functioning and not doing what it should. How can it when we can never do that? So I'm just saying that this seems to me a kind of acceleration And one has to ask the question, is it really intentional that the board, is it intended that the board should in fact function? Because if you create all these interferences and obstructions, clearly then the board is always busy answering the obstructions rather than dealing with real issues. And we have serious issues right now. I agree with Panama that if there is whatever, and I don't even want to use a word because before it gets out of my mouth, it'll be on the net that I said this or we called for that. But I'm just saying that I told Marion that I had to go away, and I wasn't even sure if I could come to the meeting, so that's why I'm late. But most of us do let each other know when and if we're coming to a meeting, in advance of the meeting, not even the day of the meeting, usually a week or so. This has not been the pattern with Miguel. I will say that to his face, I say it behind his back. I think it's really sad that we have to come to this position, because we're all struggling for the same thing. We're all struggling for a stronger BAI and thus the Pacifica. And it really is distressing that if we aren't arguing amongst ourselves on the board, then we have to argue with all the people who dump on the board. And it's like we become a whipping boy. And I am really personally tired of it. I really want to just have a task and get it done. And we really seem to have a hard time getting a task articulated and then doing something about it. I don't really want to have Miguel anything definitive happen tonight. I do think that Panama is right, that he should be here present, because I don't want someone else to carry a message to him that something was decided in this meeting when he is not here. And also, I understand that Andy walked out. What is this? Or he, at least he left. So, I mean, I'm...
7:40.
Okay, so that means that we don't have an official secretary other than what Lee is doing to take this information. And if we say anything now, I'm telling you, before we walk out of here tonight, it's going to be all over the net that we made a decision to do whatever it is. So I would like to suggest that maybe we could have a special meeting or another something.
Is that your recommendation?
Just to deal with him and not to take any action without him being present here, without him being present.
Maybe.
I just want to say that Section 4 of the lab bylaws state that we may, by majority vote, call an executive session to consider matters relating to personnel, litigation, or matters involving confidential relations. Now, the reason, for those of you who were not around when these were formulated, was to be humane and considerate and respect confidentiality and not hold people up to ridicule and derision. And it would appear to me that, one, it would be healthy if this board, particularly since there is in our city, which has been skipped over very obviously and conspicuously for a number of required national board meetings, is now going to have a meeting. There are a lot of things to think about and prepare. It's the best and the worst of times. It is very Dickinsonian in all respects. But it would be healthy, I think, to have a supper meeting, retreat, and to have some congenial and thoughtful discussion to continue to address the function of personnel of the lab and to see how we can proceed forward. That would be my recommendation, to continue that discussion with a very explicit invitation to Miguel Maldonado. If Miguel wants to come, I would encourage, I would welcome him, please. If he does not, I think that the discussion should happen, but it should happen in a way that's considerate of human beings and interpersonal relationships. Right. So that would be my proposal.
Is before or after the IPMB?
I would like
better
to see it before.
What was the question? Before or after the national board?
I know it's very tedious. That's why I'm trying to combine it, if that matters to people, with some supper, so it is not too offensive and odious, and because it's nice to have some congenial relations to which 90% of the, which this board generally does.
Okay.
amongst itself. So it's a recommendation if possible. I think it would facilitate things and give us a nice way to proceed into the weekend of the IPNB meeting. So it's a recommendation. I don't know if it's a motion, but it's a general recommendation.
Is that a motion?
Well,
it's a recommendation.
It's just a recommendation for how to proceed.
I want to go back to Panama's motion because I think that until such, hopefully such conversations and discussions and meetings take place, I think that there is not enough communication between the chair and the rest of the lab for the chair to speak on behalf of the lab or in the role of the lab chair. And I think that, you know, that just really has to await some kind of entente, hopefully. So I would support Panama's motion and Minnie's recommendation.
Just a moment.
I
guess it's a friendly amendment.
Oh, is it a no confidence motion? I'm just trying to name it.
Certainly, we respect, certainly want Miguel to be a board member. Just pass the resolution that no one should leave or be out.
Right, absolutely.
Right. That's number one. We certainly respect his points of view on any and all issues. We certainly respect his work during the 2 years of the coup and the struggle, his outstanding work. He was also a plaintiff in the litigation and was our spokesperson at the hearing in San Francisco. And we want Miguel to remain a member of the board. But we've lost confidence in his ability to chair and be in a leadership role at this board. That is essential.
Meaning, right, open is
a vote of no confidence. Is that what you propose?
I guess it's a vote of no confidence.
Are you ready to put that on the floor?
Yes.
Okay. It's on the floor. I stated don't like doing that until
he's present.
I would really like to have a chance. Okay, wait a minute.
Anthony and Rashida.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple minutes after Panama spoke, I said a few things, but one of the things I said was that we should make a decision to make some decisions. I think that, you know, Miguel's presence is preferred, but it's not mandatory. I don't have a problem with any decision that this lab makes, not on this issue, not doing tonight. But we should try to be as clear as possible about what it is that is being proposed. If there is not consensus, we should set some time frame tonight on how much more time we want to put to this issue, since there are other agenda issues. And then take it back up. One question that I just heard raised was whether it was a motion of no confidence or what. The question of how to frame what various people are saying now. I really thought that this agenda item was a discussion of the role of the chair.
Right.
Had Miguel stayed here, I was hoping that there would have been, you know, a fuller discussion, because I wanted to raise some things that I haven't raised since he's not here directly, because I think that a chair does not have to have the same political views as any particular person or with the group, but in certain contexts there needs to be that representation. In other contexts, there doesn't need to be that representation of the whole lab or of the majority position. And even those issues should be discussed by the lab. So just because, for instance, Miguel went to the West Coast and allegedly lobbied to have people reverse votes and support Plan B, for instance, which to me, you know, was something that I was strongly opposed to. I didn't even believe that they were in a position at that time to be on any official record in a reversal. And I would certainly have, had I had the resources, gone and lobbied for them to have more of them vote against Plan B, as a matter of fact, and vote for something that had remedies, that had teeth, and that could be as quickly put into effect as Plan B could. However, since that did not occur, and he did do that, that's, to me, not the basis of a removal, but it is certainly something where we should have an open and frank discussion. What has been my problem has been more things that I've said on the record, where for the months, the several weeks in between each meeting, there's no role. You can't find Miguel in terms of input on any of the work that has to be done. For last year and a half, several of us did a bunch of work that was never really supported by all of the members of this lab, one of which was the chair. And when there were attempts to discuss issues that were dicey and confused, I felt, and again, I can't confront him since he's not here, I felt that the responses were often unclear and vague, as, for instance, tonight's, when somebody mentioned that among different views, Muntu had a point of view on some issue. Miguel at some point seized upon that to say, well, what does Muntu want to say and what is his position? That really wasn't the burning question. The question was that there were various issues that different people, sometimes listeners who are not lab members, you know, as well as lab members, expressed things, and we discussed that. So, again, after that was said, he upped the emotional ante and then bolted. You know, that's the kind of consistent stuff that I would like us to be able to get a handle on, because you can't function. You know, political differences are whatever they are, you know, but you got to have some kind of consistent rules of the road, some principles of unity, operational unity that you can work with. So that's kind of the flavor. So if we can, I'm already, you know, at this point, consolidated in a view. You know, no question at this point. You know, it's been a lot of work done, a lot of water under the bridge, a lot of misrepresentations, in my opinion. But since he's not here, and I can't really raise some issues, I won't have a problem framing, describing, putting a name on what it is that I'd like to do, but I'd like that to happen at some time when he's available. Very soon.
Okay. Are you taking this one?
I was really trying to get the board feeling about this, and then I was going to go into the listing orders. Does any of the board members want to say, okay?
I want to ask a procedural question, then I want to make a comment. Procedural question is this considered a discussion period around the motion that's on the floor right now?
It's just a discussion of the role of the chair.
There's no motion.
I thought Panama made a motion. Is it a resolution or a motion or what?
Panama.
I'm just asking.
Yes. It's a motion, lack of confidence, okay, and restraining Miguel Maldonado from further acting as lab chair on behalf of this lab until we have this discussion with him.
Okay.
About the role of the chair. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And then if I'm correct, Mimi was suggesting, in addition to that, that we try to have this meeting as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
Before the
IPN.
Okay. So then my suggestion would be that I don't disagree with anything that anyone has said, and I don't disagree, and I don't think Anthony is disagreeing with it, and I certainly agree with what Anthony is saying. I guess what I would say is that if we could come to some conclusion about A, trying to have a meeting with him, with the board, under the circumstances that Mimi suggested, which is in keeping with the bylaws, and that if we could communicate that to him in such a way as soon as possible before everybody else starts calling him and saying that we have censored or whatever, because I think that just antagonizes the situation that we really do need. I mean, I'm really agreeing with you, but I'm really tired of antagonistic relationships. And at some point, we have to be able to sit together and talk. And I would like to see that as everybody else, as expeditious as possible. And everybody's got a tight schedule. I certainly do. But I really would like it. I would agree with everything. And I'm suggesting that we try to create a place and a time as soon as possible, and that we convey that to Miguel as soon as possible before everybody else starts calling him and saying what we did or did not say.
Okay.
Somebody who's left the call right now.
Okay, now can we look at our calendar? Let's look at the calendar and see
the amendment.
Well, this weekend is the 13th, and next week is the board meeting.
I can't make it on the 18th at all.
17th.
I think we're on the listserv as far as the place.
What about the 16th?
Could I make a recommendation that maybe we do try to call Miguel at this time, and if we could get a sense? I mean, we've kind of done a straw poll here as to date, and we won't invite ourselves over at anybody's house.
I think that's
my house is available.
We even have a place. It was pulled out of her kicking and screaming. Rashida.
Because I would I won't have class next week. I've canceled my class for Thursday, so I'll be home. Well, we need to call Miguel now.
Is it accessible?
Oh God.
You have a ramp?
No.
You don't?
Okay.
How many steps
we have to go to the restaurant?
Three or four.
I have a portable 6-foot ramp. Oh, it's not 6-foot at all.
Okay.
They're fairly
so that
wide.
That would make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm on the first floor.
Yeah, she's on the first floor.
I think
okay.
The wheel is in the suitcase. Okay. Having the problem resolved, we're anticipating. We have to have a well first before you.
So can we call him now? Do you think he's home?
Let's see. We need to vote on whether to call him, Robert, and it would be Wednesday the 17th.
But what I'm saying is, don't we have to call him now and ask him if he can do it?
Right. Whoa. Right. We should do that, but. Earlier in the position that I think is in the amendment is we should even have a backup date.
Okay.
But if neither of those works, we need to still address this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could I give you a suggestion? If everything goes along as we are suggesting, and if Miguel is willing to do it, the best date for me would be the 16th if we could do it, which is a Tuesday. But if Tuesday is not good, then we can do it on Wednesday.
Oh, so you have two days, 16th or
17th. But I can't do the 18th.
Can't do which day?
The 18th.
Yeah, you can't do
the 16th.
Everybody's available on Wednesday.
So what's the backup day? Tuesday's not a good backup day.
Okay, Monday. Monday's not good either? Well, we got to do it one of those days because the next day is the IPN.
That's right.
So you have no choice.
What do we take hands day by day? Tuesday, the 16th. How many people could do it? Okay. Wednesday, the 17th. How many people could do it?
So the strongest date would be the 17th. Okay.
Thursday, the 18th. How many people could do it?
But you could have it somewhere else, and I'll give you
Monday,
my
idea. The 19th is out.
The 15th.
Monday is the second.
So Monday would be the backup date, and Wednesday would be the preferred date. Okay. So could we call him then and ask him before we set this up?
Do we have to?
Somebody needs to vote.
Right.
You need to vote first.
Vote on it.